Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into the Extra Innings Show here on KMOX. The Extra Innings Show is presented by Graybar. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Cardinals fall in this one by a final score of 4-1 to the Phillies. I'm Joe Pott from Busch Stadium, and the Phillies and the Cards now will play a rubber game of this three-game series tomorrow afternoon. I actually want to give you a chance. We do have a little bit of time. I want to give you a chance here to hear some from the Cards starting pitcher today, because I mentioned this. It certainly wasn't best case scenario probably for Miles Michaelis, but I would certainly say it was much better case scenario. And if you heard the Card skipper in the postgame show, in the network postgame show, he talked about how much this game looks different if a call goes another way in the first. And I agreed. Kyle Schwarber was at the plate, 3-2 pitch, and it caught the inside corner, the inside high corner of the strike zone, but Dan Iasonia called it for ball four. The inning goes on. Nick Castellanos doubles next pitch or next at bat into left center field. That brings in two Phillies runs, and that changes the whole complexion of this game as the Phillies get those two runs. They win it by a final of 4-1 here this afternoon. But let's let you hear from the Card starter, Miles Michaelis. He was asked what he saw out there, and he did have a lot of swing and miss today, a lot of strikeouts.
Yeah, I threw a 1-2 fastball right down the middle to Castellanos there in the first. That's just the one pitch I need back. You know, that's a mistake that cost us a game right there. But I was able to kind of rein it in and go pretty smooth out there for the rest of the game.
Miles, a lot of calls didn't go your way necessarily in the first inning, but you're able to bounce back and post four after that. What led to the change, and how effective do you think you were outside of the zone?
I tried not to change much there, because I liked how I felt in the first. Thought I was out of it. Going to those chase spots, two strikes, being aggressive. I thought, my results were easily a lot better than last time out. But I felt good about it.
What's the difference between one? I mean, obviously you want to get away from the block, but is there something that's different about the two?
I don't think a ton, no. I went back and looked. I made some okay pitches in Boston. They had hot bats. That was kind of tough, and a couple calls, kind of like today, a couple calls either way. Some pitches are close. They're when you're throwing pitches, on the corners, and you've got respected guys up there at the plate, that have a good idea of the strike zone. I know it makes it tough for umpires, and calling balls and strikes got to be the toughest thing in sports. That ball's coming in there pretty quick, and it's moving all over the place, and some of those calls go either way. Some of them go my way, maybe it's a tighter game, but you just got to, and then I throw a pitch right down the middle. So that's, that's on me.
How repeatable is what you did today with the swings and misses, with the pitch and the chase?
I would like to imagine very repeatable, extremely repeatable.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, I
like you just described it, like fortune bending.
It shouldn't be hard for me to, not throw strikes, but I guess sometimes it's more difficult than you think.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Miles. Miles Michaelis after the game, and I do appreciate the one answer, because we were saying the same thing. I was saying the same thing. The game, obviously looks different if the call goes a different way in the first inning. It's the Extra Inning Show, by the way. It's presented by Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. And yes, it would look different if that pitch goes for strike three. The Phillies do not score two runs there in the first. Maybe they win it 2-1 anyway, but as he said, you still have to execute because those calls are going to happen. It doesn't matter at what point in time. There's going to be calls that don't go your way, which is exactly how he said it. He's going to get calls that go his way. He's going to get calls that don't go his way. I thought the pitch to Lars Nootbaar to end the seventh inning also was missed by Dan Iasonia. It looked like it was inside, but I have much less worry for a pitch like that. If you're Lars Nootbaar, you got to be ready on two strikes to hit there. You've got two on base. You feel like you're in a situation where you can bring in some runs or at least bring in a run, cut into that lead. So I'm worried less about that. The one to Schwarber, I thought he just plain missed. It was there. He missed it. And again, the game changes. But I do appreciate the fact that you've got to come back and execute, as Michael has said. And then he was asked by, I believe it was Derek Gould, asking him about how repeatable is this. That's the million-dollar question right there, right? Can you go out and do this again? And that goes back to what we were talking about in the pregame show. Are there options to make changes? Well, sure there are. There are a couple of young pitchers at Memphis that probably could come up here in McGreevy and Graceffo and be in that spot. But do you want to make that change 2 weeks into the major league season? And the answer is probably not. They are going to extend the rotation out a little bit. So you will see Steven Matz in the rotation next week. So they're just basically adding to it. But they're not ready to make any kind of big decision like removing Miles Michaelis right now and replacing him either with Matz or replacing him with somebody from Memphis. Not ready to make that, to pull the trigger on that just yet. What's on Deck is brought to you by Chesterfield Fence and Deck, the sign you have the very best, ChesterfieldFence.com. What's on Deck is game three of this three-game series, which comes your way tomorrow afternoon. 1:15, first pitch here at Busch Stadium. We're on the air with our network pregame show beginning at 12:20. Matthew Liberatore, 0-1 with a 5.8 ERA, will make his third start of the season. He'll go up against Zach Wheeler, who is 1-0 with a 3.44 ERA. It will be his third start of the season, as well as both teams are looking for a series win. And as I mentioned a little bit ago, the Cardinals are looking for their first series win against the Phillies since 2017. That'd be a nice way to finish off the weekend to get Zach Wheeler and get that series win. Big thanks to the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney, to Rick Horton, Mike Claiborne, and Jim Jackson up in the booth here in Busch Stadium. Thanks to Daniel Hinkamp and Matt Rocchio back in the Camo X studio. I'm Joe Pott. Again, tomorrow, 12:20 is our pregame show along the Cardinals radio network. 1:15, first pitch as the Cardinals and Phillies get together. Keep it here on your home of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM, Camo X.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.